You may be seated. Well, here you are. Yay! The Lord has risen indeed. And here you are, good people of grace, joining us to witness this part of the resurrection, because resurrection is a process. True resurrection is a process. Easter day is a day, but resurrection is a process. So I'll just let you in on this. Giving an Easter sermon is a little bit like telling a joke with the punchline first. Right? We all know the way the story ends. So before I go any further, I want you to look at the person sitting next to you. And I want you to just shout out what it is you see on their Easter mask. 1, 2, 3. All right, let's hear that one more time. I know we're all Episcopalians sitting here, but I want to hear it one more time. 1, 2, 3. Love wins. That's right. That's right. That's it. Love wins. That's the end of the story. When I was little, I had a favorite book all throughout my elementary school and even into middle school. I had a favorite book. Anybody in here remember their favorite book from childhood? Anybody? Catherine, you remember? What was it? Okay. Anybody else? William, did you have a favorite book?
The Monster at the End of the
Book. Oh, that's a good one. Anybody else? Jen, I know you have a favorite book. Yours is The Lorax, right? Yes, that's a good one. That book has some sad parts in it, doesn't it? Yeah, The Lorax. You all remember that one. It has some sad parts in it. Well, my favorite book as a young person was called A Taste of Blackberries. It was written in 1973. That's how old I am. Anybody remember that book, A Taste of Blackberries? Oh, it's a classic. So beautiful. But it has some really, really sad parts in it. And I loved it. I was a serious kid. I know that's probably a shocker to you all, but I was kind of a serious kid. And I loved this book, even though it had some sad parts in it. And now, before I was able to read chapter books, my mother would read me this book, A Taste of Blackberries. And we would read it over and over again. And it was a pretty long, good chapter book. But the sad parts, it was really nice to have my mom reading me the book at the beginning before I was able to read, because it made the sad parts easier to get through, you know, to have my mom reading it to me. But then later on in my life, when I started reading on my own, I really enjoyed stepping away into a quiet space and reading the book by myself. But here's the thing. Every time I would get to the sad parts, it was like this, right? So like I would be reading my book and I'm like, oh, and then I would get to the sad part. I'd be like, oh, I can't do it. And I would set it down and then I would be like, no. And I would come back and I would pick back up where I was. Oh, I can't. It's just too sad. And I would put it back down. But every time I continued and continued and continued to read the book because I loved it. Because I knew at the end of the book, love wins. It was my favorite book because there were sad parts, but in the end, love wins. So we here in this church also have a favorite book. Yeah? What is that book? It's the Bible. Yes, right. So we have a favorite book and it is the Bible. And over the last week, we have been reading some of the saddest parts in that book, in that story. We've been reading some of the saddest parts, but we read it together because that helps us get through the sad parts. So we read it together. And the thing is, here we find ourselves now on this day with this promise, but resurrection is a process, right? So today for us is Easter day. Yay, he is risen. But if you just heard, the disciples, they're still kind of, they're in the middle of the story. They don't yet know exactly how this ends. It says in here that they are still feeling afraid. But here's the thing. Over the next 50 days, Jesus continues to show up for them. Yes, Evans, Jesus continues to show up for them to help them not only know love wins, but to believe it, to believe love wins. And we, like the disciples, are a part of this ongoing story of humanity. Because even though we're at Easter Day, the story isn't over, right, folks? The story of humanity is far from over. So my question for us here today, on this day when we proclaim that love wins, that he is risen, if in fact love wins, it's going to take us taking on our part in the story that continues. So my question for us as a gathered community here today is, what part will we play? What part will each of us play in the ongoing story of God's loving salvation? So he is risen indeed, and love wins. Amen.